Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Man, I am back as usual, and today is another powerful Monday. When you spend each morning or beginning of the week with intention, it's incredible. But when you don't, it's frustrating. See, sometimes this could actually happen just because, you know, me waking up, let's just say yesterday morning, Sunday, because I ended up seeing, like, you know, okay, this student was this, and all these different things are happening with my online, and then getting pressures where people are coming into my boundaries and all these other different things, it could end up weighing down on me and changing my energy. But just the prior 3 days, I was on top of the world. So I have to revisit that. And especially Sunday is the best day to do so. And so what I end up doing, I always have to ask myself, why is this happening? And it's because you need to be a little bit more assertive, right? And so first and foremost, this is the first thing that you have to do. You have to have vision for excellence. If you look at your week, your upcoming week, and again, like I said, my Sunday, normally, you know, I have to, you know, work and everything, but I have little beautiful students who are 5, 6 years old at like 10 a.m. I have another student who I've been teaching for like 4 years, who's literally, oh my gosh, she's probably like, you know, she's totally fine. And then I have to teach a doctor. And so normally Sundays are my reset day. And you know, just by looking at my schedule, especially the day before, I was like, damn, you know, if I look at my students between February and March, man, I had some shitty students in comparison with what I have right now. The students who I teach right now, they're such a joy in comparison with who I used to teach. And so that's one huge thing I want to be grateful for, especially going into this holiday season, because man, at the beginning of this year, if you say, Arsenio, in an 8-hour day where you teach students 8 hours, how much fulfillment did you get from teaching those students? Probably a 3 out of 10. But if you say, Arsenio, with the students that you teach right now, how much fulfillment do you get? A 10. Totally different, isn't it? So I have to revisit and see exactly, okay, looking at my past and comparing it to what I have right now, although it's much less, it's more fulfilling, thus I am far more happy. And so it's all about doing especially everything to the best of my ability and bringing my best self to do the things and to teach the students that I have right now. However little it may be, being able to do that, not just wandering, but really want to do a great job. Sometimes the world lacks that and people just do enough. I guess you could say not to get fired. A lot of people just do the bare minimum so that they do not get fired, right? What is it? Sometimes, you know, the kids, you know, that people do enough just so that the kids won't hate them, right? After many weeks, quarters, months, years, they don't feel like they're doing enough though, right? They take everything for granted. They take their kids for granted. They pass for their jobs, you know, or maybe everything just starts going left. You feel like you're not doing things like to the best of your ability, and you're just kind of just wandering into your job. And I totally understand how difficult it could be. I can only tell it from like a teaching student's perspective. I remember in 2016, maybe even 2015, I would show up reinvigorated every day to teach some of the students I had. But then by the time 2017 came, I had a whole bunch of snobs where I could bring the energy all I want, but my students just brought nothing. And I felt like I was doing nothing because I was teaching the lowest of low. I was very complacent. I was doing just enough to not get complained about. But the more I did, the more complaints I got over some of the dumbest shit. I haven't gotten a complaint in literally like since like December of 2018. But the previous job that I used to work at, I would get them almost every week. And it's some of the silliest, dumbest shit you could ever imagine. And one complaint, they're going to take one class away, which is going to affect your salary by about 8%. This is how it used to work. And so being in an environment where you have to deal with those types of things, I know how difficult and how difficult that is. But to be able to summon that intention You got to think through things in detail, right? And if you look forward to this week, looking up to this week right now, every single block on your calendar, you thought of it, you imagined it, you prepared for it, you delivered it with excellence. One quick thing I can actually hurry up and tell you is that, okay, well, last week I had a very good class on, no, I think the second class I had was a very good class. The third class I had was a very, but we had a lot of side conversations. The fourth class wasn't enough. See, the thing is, Thai students, you have to entertain them, but you do not need to do the speaking. You need to be able to create something to keep them entertained amongst each other. Because if not, they're just going to drift and do nothing. This is kind of the Thai mentality. So you have to, and I realize that it's not about the energy you bring. It's not about how loud you are. It's not about how funny you are. It's about detailing and figuring out that intention and having a plan B and plan C. Just in case one thing doesn't work, you have two other things that could hurry up and knock the ball out of the ball pocket. It's very difficult. Thai students are some of the most difficult in the world because they take everything for granted. Absolutely 1000% every last one of them. And so today I already considered it. Tomorrow I already considered it. I already played out the trainings I'm going to be doing with this company this week. And it only took 5 minutes to think of everything in the morning. And I get it. There's a lot on your calendar. Maybe you have a big travel, you know? Maybe there, you know, there are going to be some crash landings and meetings and stuff like that. Totally understand. But listen, you have vision for your life. And being that person who cares about others and doing a good job for you and set it up with your integrity, your family, your teams, your communities, your leaders, whatever it may be, not having the ego of perfection. I'm not talking about perfection. No such thing as that. But believing in social responsibility. I believe that we could be those role models. If other people see you live life with excellence, mastery, going beyond the extra mile, it raises others' ambitions and you serve as an example for them. When people see the care and aspiration, others care too. So this comes down and this comes into the showing up aspect of it. Right there at the time and place, as promised, on time with real energy and real intention. Now, it was very hard. I'm going to tell you again, Arsenio, how do you, and Brendan Burchard would always say, if everyone has low energy, you have to bring the energy to raise their thing. Not necessary. In Thailand, you can't really do that. If I'm in a workshop with one of the banks out here, and there's like 50 people sitting there, and there's only three people who are giving me energy, and the other one have bad attitudes, well, I'm just going to have to focus on them. That's one. Number two, I'm not going to raise my voice so much in terms of bringing that energy and being funny and fulfillment because they're going to complain no matter what. And the HR is going to bitch no matter what. This is when I used to do projects like back in 2019 to 2020. Now these banks can't even afford me. But nonetheless, I had those same students online in my online business at the beginning of this year. I had Carla. She was a total bitch. I had Anna, bitch. I had one girl named Carmen. I'm not even going to give you her full name, but she was a bitch on top of a bitch. She would just show up and pick at her nails and do nothing. I had another girl who would just lay down in bed and look at the phone and do nothing, not even try to practice or make an attempt. And guess up who ends up being held accountable for all that foolishness? Me, when they don't get the scores. I had another girl where I was teaching her from 7 to 8, and my wife had come home and she sat on the couch and she heard her talking. And I got off the call. She's like, it sounds like she's really not interested. See what I mean? I had another girl, Leanne, not interested whatso fucking ever. She started talking a little bit more by the end, but she was just out of time and out of mind. That's kind of who she was. And I'm just like, you know what? These types of people, these types of individuals, it just doesn't even make sense to me. But I understand a lot because a lot of people would say, Arsenio, you're going to bring that energy to that session? No, I'm not. I'm not. And a lot of you are probably going to hear different podcasts or not different podcasts. I've actually posted some of those podcasts of me coaching some of those students earlier this year. And a lot of people around the world probably picked it up and said, damn, she is so disengaged. You're giving her everything and that's all she's saying. And the next thing you know, who ends up being complained about in a bullshit ass Telegram group? Me. But to be honest with you, did I show up? I did. I do match people's energies, but I'm very thankful because the people that I have now, aside from like one Brazilian guy who I just recently stopped teaching, who didn't really have that energy, I'm just like, you know, but whatever. But to be honest with you, I really don't take it personal anymore. But at the same time, I'm just trying to give you guys examples that, hey, there are going to be times where you have shitty people who bring shitty energy and your day falls apart. You know, but you have that energy, you have that intention to be somewhere full with vibrancy. I bring this all the time with a lot of my students, the students that actually bring me that energy back, that give me that energy back, because that presence is rare. To give that maximum presence and effort, even though I don't like, you know, talk the way I talk, you know, with some of the boring ass students that I had between February and probably April or May of this year, I still say, okay, how's everything going? All right, cool. All right, so today we're going to do this. And I try not to use my voice so much because I'm just like, you know what? If you're not going to give me anything, fuck off. But at the same time, it's kind of hard because I have to break away from that mindset because, again, it's all about intention. And so I had students who just pretended that my coaching was just any other. But next thing you know, I ended up giving a presentation of the lifetime because of that presence. And it's so crazy because sometimes after the first coaching session with one student, they end up referring others just like that. It's a total difference. And it's just showing up and bringing it. And guess what? Yes, people are going to judge. People are not going to give a fuck. But I care about that energy that I bring into this world every single day. See, today, I'm going to be teaching a doctor for the first time. She's 44. She's learning IELTS. I don't know what energy she's going to bring me. I don't know what mindset she has. I don't know who she is. I've taught two doctors before, a rheumatologist and a hematologist, both amazing. The rheumatologist could talk his head off. He ends up when he's working at the Mayo Clinic. He ended up going from Thailand to the Mayo Clinic. One of the very few rheumatologists in Thailand, probably one out of three, I think. And then you had the hematologist. He was like one out of seven in Thailand. He's now doing studies, advanced research studies at UC Irvine, UCLA with his wife, who's one of the, I think, one out of two doctors. I don't even know what her title is. It's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. So I got to understand that. Oh my God, she's 44. She might have bad energy, but then again, she's a doctor. Can't take anything for granted. Can't assume. But I have to understand that I'm going to have a very matching energy. So when she first comes in, she might be very quiet. She might not be talkative. She might not be cool. There could be a number of different things, but I'm going to have to be able, I got to set that intention right here and now. How am I going to go in and how am I going to affect this? How am I going to be able to go in and establish that intent? What am I going to do for the first 30 minutes, second 30 minutes, and the last hour? How are we going to break all this down? What homework is she going to have? How is she going to be able to do this coaching? Okay, what time? Okay, well, how's she going to schedule it into giving her that high performing mindset too? It could be overwhelming, but guess what? Hey, there are plenty of other teachers you can learn with. I ain't got to teach you. The money that this motherfucking language center pays me. Oh, hell no. See, but the thing is, I'm falling back into that trap. Arsenio, it's not about the money. You have to show up with who you are. I get it. I know. So, anyways, with that being said, there are going to be times that you have newborns. You're going to be doing probably product launches, or maybe you just have bad nights of sleep, maybe a few bad nights of sleep. But again, it's still pretty amazing about the energy that you show up with because you chose to do the work of personal development. And your attitude is such a choice, expectation of setting a standard. And when you do that, you're making a big difference. That maximal presence. What can you do that day? The context of the situation, bringing that best energy every day. Sometimes it's getting out of bed to make a call or a short walk. Or maybe it requires minimal effort compared to what you usually do. Don't judge yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Just take care of yourselves, recover, get better. But at the same time, just take those little micro steps. And the biggest thing here is delivering as, or I'm sorry, above promise, doing more than what you're paid to do. That's Napoleon Hill's Law of Success. I went over those podcasts 7 years ago when I was on another podcast hosting site. Doing more than what you're paid to do, and that establishes the law of increasing returns. Doing more than what I'm paid to do. Am I getting paid for doing this podcast? Fuck no. Did I get paid for doing the ESL podcast? No. But a lot of people, well, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but look at the increase in returns in terms of how popular my podcast is and how many coaching clients I've gotten from that. You promised other people something. You need to fulfill that order. You need to lead and you need to be there for them. And then you need to ask above that, what else can I do? How can I surprise or delight my customers something four times the amount of what I've already given? What can I do without even expecting it, or without them expecting it, or without me having any expectation of what to receive? To show up and give. They didn't even really need to expect it, to give, to do a little extra, to surprise them, to be beyond those promising and unfortunate mundane days. This is you going above and beyond of what you can actually deliver. And when you're able to do that, hey, you surprise yourself. You could go home that evening, journal, and say, God damn, I think I did a hell of a lot more than what I anticipated doing. See, when you go into a session, and when I go into my sessions, especially, and I'm like, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to break this down. Okay, now I'm going to move on to this. Okay, so the last 5 minutes, let's summarize what I did today. When I'm able to go one, two, three, the student is left in awe. Now, like I said, some things are hit or miss when it comes to teaching Thai students. Absolutely. But Thai students are my market. The company is, though. That company coming back after 2.5 years, it was biggest, the biggest blessing in disguise ever. And so, as grateful as I am, this is how I have to win the week. I have to set that intention, that energy, and delivering what is promised. The same thing that you have to do. I'm your host as always, over and out.